Chapter 12. Dr. Lanoff's office was on the first floor of a relatively old two-story building on a side street two blocks from Lincoln Road Mall. The building was one of those semi-deco buildings South Beach had once been infested with, and it had been nicely restored and painted a very light lime green. Deborah and I went in past a sculpture that looked like a geometry lesson having sex in a hardware bin, and we walked straight to the back where a door announced, Dr. J. Lanoff, DDS, Cosmetic Dentistry. I think this is it, I said, trying to sound like David Caruso. Deborah just gave me a quick and mean look and opened the door. The receptionist was a very thin African-American man with a shaved head and dozens of piercings in his ears, eyebrows, and nose. He was wearing raspberry-colored scrubs and a gold necklace. A sign on his desk said, Lloyd. He looked up as we entered, smiled brightly, and said, Hi, can I help you? In a way that sounded like, Let's start the party. Deborah held up her badge and said, I'm Sergeant Morgan, Miami-Dade Police. I need to see Dr. Lanoff. Lloyd's smile got even bigger. He's with a patient right now. Can you wait just a couple of minutes? No, Deborah said. I need to see him now. Lloyd looked a bit uncertain, but he didn't stop smiling. His teeth were large, very white, and perfectly shaped. If Dr. Lanoff had done Lloyd's teeth, he did really good work. Can you tell me what this is about, he said. It's about me coming back with a warrant to look at his drug register if he isn't out here in 30 seconds, Deborah said. Lloyd licked his lips, hesitated for 2 seconds, and then got to his feet. I'll tell him you're here, he said, and he vanished around a curved wall and into the back of the office. Dr. Lanoff beat the 30-second deadline by a full 2 seconds. He came huffing around the curved wall, wiping his hands on a paper towel and looking frazzled. What the hell are you? What's this about my drug register? Deborah just watched him as he skidded to a stop in front of her. He seemed young for a dentist, maybe 30, and in all honesty, he looked a little too buff, too, as though he had been pumping iron when he should have been filling cavities. Deborah must have thought so, too. She looked him over from head to toe and said, Are you Dr. Lanoff? Yes, I am, he said, still a little huffish. Who the hell are you? Once again, Deborah held up her badge. Sergeant Morgan, Miami-Dade Police, I need to ask you about one of your patients. What you need to do, he said with a great deal of medical authority, is to stop playing stormtrooper and tell me what this is about. I have a patient in the chair.